I'm Alexandra DiTrollio. The German Bishops' Conference has published a document on marriage preparation that is based on Pope Francis's Amoris Laetitia. The aim of the document is to be the first in a series of, quote, building blocks the bishops are developing that are based on the Pope's exhortation. The document from the bishops describes the, quote, theological and anthropological foundations of Christian marriage and sets 10 basic points for pastoral caregivers, including that they should be, quote, open and appreciative of those wanting to marry in the church and aware that not everyone wanting to marry in the church was brought up in the Christian faith. The bishops published the document because they felt that modern society does not emphasize enough that marriage requires commitment to a lasting bond. A 14-year-old high school student from Palmdale, California, has been taken into custody after shooting a classmate at their school, Highland High School. Officials stated the shooting stemmed from an argument between the shooter and the victim, but did not provide further details. The student that was injured was shot in the arm and is expected to make a full recovery. One Palestinian protester was killed and 49 were injured when Israeli troops fired bullets and tear gas across a Gaza border fence today. Palestinian protesters threw stones, burned tires, and flew kites with burning rags attached. It was the seventh weekly protest of the 10-year border blockade of Gaza. A larger border rally is expected on Monday and is aimed to happen along with the U.S.'s planned move of the U.S. Embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. The Just South Index, which looks at poverty, racial disparity, and immigrant exclusion, has ranked the Gulf South, the five states bordering the Gulf of Mexico, at or near the bottom of their index. Those states are Alabama, Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas. The index, which first came out last year and is issued by the Jesuit Social Research Institute, looks at those particular areas of poverty, racial disparity, and immigrant exclusion because they see it as important from the viewpoint of Catholic social teaching. The director of the research institute stated the Gulf states, quote, continue to lag behind many others in promoting integral human development for their residents, even though there are some marginal changes in one indicator or another. He also added that the region's legacy of slavery and racial discrimination have contributed to unequal outcomes for whites and non-whites. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.